Mentioned my wife and I were talking yesterday about the fact that her parents' 50th wedding anniversary is coming up here. And
that's a big one.
Yeah, we got on the subject of I remember my my stepmom's parents' 50th, and this was like this was a while ago. And during the like ceremony, like the little party and everything, one of my cousins sort of gets up and delivers this speech, and it was and it struck us all by surprise because he was just kind of talking about like low key talking about his problems with his marriage. He was like, Grammy and Papa, you were always there for when I had to sleep on the couch at your place, you know, when things weren't great at home. And, you know, his wife's sitting right there and we're all just like, man, this is kind of awkward. Like, what's going on, you know? And then, you know, later find out they wind up getting a divorce. And I only bring that up because then I see like those, someone else had asked online, what are those moments where you realized the wedding you were at wasn't going to last?
Ooh. Yikes. I don't know if I've ever witnessed that, like in real time, been at a wedding and thought, I don't see this lasting.
But in
hindsight, like one of my girlfriends told me like later that she knew when she was walking down the aisle that was not going, like she didn't, it was the person.
Yeah.
Like she just kind of knew, all right.
It wasn't just cold feet.
Right. I wanted to get married now, and that just happened to be the person
that
I was with.
Oh, jeez.
And it lasted for like 7 years.
She gave it a good run, you know?
Right, yeah.
She gave it a good run. She
kind of knew, like, this isn't really the guy I was envisioning, but this is where I want to be in my life, so this is what I'm doing.
Someone said when the bride's parents' speech included the note about the groom, you weren't who we envisioned for our daughter.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Like,
Why say that?
That is awful.
Like,
that's awful.
When you knew that the wedding you were at wasn't going to last. Like I said, this 50th wedding anniversary wasn't, it was a party and it was for, you know, my stepmom's parents, but it was one of those things where my cousin just gets up and starts just complaining about his wife on the mic.
Oh,
and I'm just like, what is that? And I remember like looking at my wife and going, what's happening? What are we witnessing right now?
Stop.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Michael, be quiet.
Sit down. Don't have any more champagne.
Yeah, stop drinking.
This message. The groom's mom kissed the groom on the lips for a while the bride stood next to them awkwardly. No, this was not a regional tradition.
Oh, so the kiss lingered.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
Okay.
That is awkward.
All right.
You know, I think wedding photographers have, like, amazing stories.
Oh, sure.
And I'm sure, you know, they probably...
They write books.
Yeah, and I remember talking to a photographer who's done many, many, many weddings, and they kind of run in circles with other wedding photographers, and they all have like share their stories of, hey, there was this one couple that blah, 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 blah. But someone said, I'd say the intensity that the bride and groom shove cake in each other's faces correlates to how long they'll last.
Yeah, if it's overly aggressive.
Yeah, it's like.
There's something underlying.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, you're getting something out there. I don't know.
Yep. Oh, the groom got super drunk. To the point of passing out.
Oh, yeah, at your own wedding.
Yeah, no, everyone wants to have a good time at their wedding, but that's too much.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I don't remember, maybe I had one drink, but like, I didn't have time to sit there and get hammered.
Yeah.
Like, I'm walking around, I'm talking to people and things like that.
Yes, now, I did make sure that I had some time on the dance floor.
Right.
Like, I didn't want to miss out on that, but my parents got a little... little tipsy.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Hilarious.
They got to tie that on, right?
Exactly. Jim and Diane were having fun.
That's right, because they didn't think it was ever going to happen.
What? Why do you have to say that?
And that's why they were celebrating. They were like, you know what?
Why do you have to say that?
Let's celebrate. I was there.
Yeah. And were you thinking the same thing? Well, I hope she has fun while it lasts.
No, I wasn't thinking that.
He's going to dump her.
No.
In about 2 years.
No, I was just enjoying myself.
And you caught the garter.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Being a married man.
I'm like, listen, suckers.
Let me show you how it's done.
I know. I wanted to respect you.
Oh.
That's what it was.
Right.
It was out of
respect. Not the other single guys who that was meant for.
No, I'm like, listen, you don't get this garter that was worn by Kelly. You don't get it, you sickos.
Oh, gotcha.
I was
defending my honor.
I was protecting your honor.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, thank you.
That's what I was doing.
Oh, the bride wanted to invite only part of the groom's family. Her family all got invites. Oh,
When did you know the wedding that you were at?
And a lot of people mentioned the dynamics of who got invited.
Yeah, ooh, yeah, who got invited, right?
That didn't go unnoticed.
Yeah, and then arguing at the rehearsal dinner. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when the bride and groom are...
Oh, that only lasted a few weeks, they said.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. There were signs.
Yeah.
So you're saying there are signs.
Yeah, there are signs.
Yeah.